We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we get to the Yankees, there was one other thing that ticked me off last night in the Met game. And, you know, I guess because they got a lot, they need time to fill with this crummy team and all that. So Gary and Ron are talking about Brian McCann and how talking about him as a Hall of Famer. And I'm like, really? Is this, what world do we live in that Brian McCann would even be a thought of a Hall of Famer?
Would you agree?
Thought.
That David Price is more of a Hall of Famer than Brian McCann.
Oh, boy.
No, he is.
I guess.
No, he definitely is.
I guess.
But my point is, I agree with you. Brian McCann can't sniff the Hall of Fame.
Come on.
That's my point. Price more so. You know who's a Hall of Famer? And I don't even think of him as one, but they just honored him. They just retired his number.
Dope.
Johan was there.
Dope. Well, he is.
No, he is a Hall of Famer. I don't think of this guy as a Hall of Famer, but when you look at his numbers, it's tough to argue as Joe Mauer. Joe Mauer is probably a Hall of Famer.
Guy
went batting titles as
a
catcher.
I guess he is.
You know?
You know, you don't think too much of him because you didn't. How much did we really see him buried in Minnesota?
Yeah.
But yeah, he probably is.
He probably is. Because he compares well with other Hall of Fame catchers. Yeah. Brian McCann doesn't.
Come on.
And I'll tell you a little secret about Brian McCann. Always been overrated. Right, maybe Yankee fans agree because they got to watch him.
Right.
Never good throwing out base runners. Well below league average. So don't give me that. Never drove in 100 runs. I don't think he ever had 30 home runs. He was a nice player. That's what he was. Very nice player.
Right.
Who's still killing the Mets.
Well, everybody.
That's what he is.
Everybody. I tell you, talking about killing the Mets, though. Freddie Freeman. I mean, it's a joke. They, like I said, the one time they get him out, Ramos can't catch the ball. He gets on base anyway. You can't make it up.
Unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. Oh, God.
There is, though, you go around baseball, a long list of guys that just kill the Mets.
It is eternal. It is an eternal list. It really is.
And speaking of killers, Masahiro Tanaka kills the Tampa Bay Rays, apparently.
Yeah.
And last night, you know, we say this all the time about Tanaka. I don't think during the regular season he's an ace anymore. He's never repeated what he did in his first year in the major leagues when he took the league by storm. But in a big game, who would you rather have on the mound than Masahiro Tanaka? There's not a long list.
No, not for the Yankees, no.
For the Yankees, nobody.
Right.
Around baseball, there's a handful of guys, but not many.
Right.
And he was utterly brilliant last night, and you could tell right from the beginning. 1-2-3 first. 1-2-3 second. 1-2-3 third. He almost gives up a home run to Austin Meadows, but it's played so well in right field that he's held to a very long single. He gets through that inning, gets through the fifth, gets through the sixth, gets through the seventh, and you're thinking, wow, Ottavino's warming up, but low pitch count. Maybe Boone will push him. Remember, he had Ottavino warming up, I think, in the seventh inning or the eighth inning. I forget which inning it was. Tanaka pitches the seventh. Tanaka pitches the eighth. Chapman's warming up. And Aaron Boone did the impossible. He let him start the ninth inning. And I knew the only way Tanaka's going to get this is he retires everybody. He can't put a guy on base.
Right,
God forbid he puts a guy on base.
Right.
Here comes Chapman. Well, he didn't put anybody on base. He strikes out Zunino. He strikes out Meadows. He gets Tommy Pham to ground out. And Masahiro Tanaka, what a coincidence, in a somewhat big game, battle for first place, the Tampa Bay Rays, all this talk about trading for an ace. And Tanaka reminds you that he can be an ace every once in a while. But you know what I thought about watching this game? Fair or not, if this was October 8th, he's pulled after 6 or 7. Am I wrong?
No, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right.
And the proof of that, if I have to supply proof, would be Yankees Red Sox, if memory serves correct. I'll look it up to confirm it. Game 2 ALDS last year. Didn't Aaron Boone pull Tanaka after like 75 pitches in the ALDS last year? So it's weird to me how there is such a rush to go to the bullpen, and I get it when you've got a really good bullpen and you have a starting pitcher that maybe doesn't look like he has it. But Masahiro Tanaka, when he has it, has it. And so what you got to do is you got to ride him. And at least last night, Aaron Boone did. But it does jump into my mind that if that's October, he doesn't pitch nine innings.
Yeah, and you're probably right. Probably right. It's painful, bro. I tell you, the difference between the two teams in this town, baseball teams, The gap is monstrous.
Well, that's nothing new.
But it's been that way for a while. But it's monstrous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have this one well-oiled machine that's run like a fine-tuned engine.
Fortune 500 company.
Okay? And then you have this, like, basically, you know, low-level mom-and-pop store.
Not that there's anything wrong with a mom-and-pop store.
No, but I'm just saying. But, I mean, it's – no, but that's how it's run.
Except this mom-and-pop store is going belly under.
I mean, it's unbelievable, yeah. Right?
You know, the Yankees right now – are going to have a very difficult decision to make. See, these are the tough decisions the Yankees have to make. The Mets' tough decision is which garbage bullpen arm am I going to go to?
Right.
And here's the Yankee tough decision. And I hope they make the right one, and it's obvious what the right run is. They're going to activate Giancarlo Stanton tonight.
Today.
Yes, and that means
they
Mike Tauchman.
Tauchman down already.
Okay, easy. Now they're going to activate Aaron Judge over the weekend. If they send down a position player, they have two choices. And that would be Cameron Maybin, who played last night like he doesn't want to go anywhere.
Right, of course.
Three hits, home run, showing the speed on that base hit with the error in center field, but he's busting it the second, plays good defense.
Exactly what you just said.
Damn right. So you could get rid of Cameron Maybin, say goodbye, thanks, or you can get rid of the unthinkable, and that's Gio Urshela. Those are your only choices position player-wise. Or you can do something I've been screaming about freaking months, and that's drop a pitcher. Now, Sweeney would remind me, but that's not what the Yankees want to do. They want to carry 13 pitchers. Luis Sessa, blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something. If the New York Yankees, and they are a well-oiled machine, Joe, I'm out ripping them. If they decide to get rid of Cameron Maybin or Gio Urshela because, God forbid, they have to say goodbye to Luis Sessa, that is a mistake.
Hey, no, I agree.
So the
I'm
Yankees,
with you, bro.
Who have this super bullpen, they've got this four lethal arm bullpen.
Right.
They've got a rotation that, you know, it's been up and down, obviously.
But they have a loaded lineup, and they don't even have all their big guys back in a lineup yet.
Loaded. They're going to in a couple of days.
And it's loaded.
They have to move a pitcher. This 13-pitcher thing.
No, you're 100% right.
It's been cute and adorable for 3 months. Now we're at a moment where how could the Yankees possibly say goodbye to Maybin, who's a very useful fourth or fifth outfielder? Is he an everyday player? No. But as a guy off the bench who can play defense, who's got speed.
And Urshela.
And Gio Urshela. You can't do it. So whether it's Nestor Cortez, who pitched well, by the way, the other day, whether it's Luis Sessa, whether it's David Hale, who's also pitched very well, there is no way the Yankees can say goodbye to Maybin or Urshela over moving a pitcher back to 12 as opposed to 13. But that's a decision they're going to have to make in the next few days, and that's the tough one. Here's the fun part if you're a Yankee fan. Organizing this lineup. Because, I mean, you could come up with whatever the heck you want. And honestly, Joe, I think it's kind of overrated because they've got so many good bats. Who cares where you hit them? It really doesn't matter that much. The thing you debate is you've only got two guys who hit from the left side, Aaron Hicks and Didi Gregorius. Where do you want to deploy them? Where do you want to use them? Because Brett Gardner is now going to go to the bench. He's not going to play every single day. But with this lineup, the one thing I'm settled on, I think there are two things we're settled on with this Yankee lineup. You ready? DJ LeMahieu is the leadoff hitter. Mm-hmm. I think we're settled with that. And Aaron Judge probably hits second because they're obsessed with Aaron Judge batting second. Outside of that, take your pick. Want to put a lefty in the three hole? You want to put Edwin in the three hole? The one thing I would do, here's my one strong opinion on this, is I would try to break up Judge and Giancarlo because they do strike out at a very high frequency. Edwin Encarnacion, even though, of course, he had to strike out yesterday, does not strike out as nearly a high frequency. So I would try to mix up the high strikeout volume guys. So that's how I would kind of look at this lineup. But it's a hell of a lineup.
Oh, my God.
And it's a great problem to have.
It's unbelievable how loaded they are.
But last night, they flexed their muscle against a Tampa Bay team that's good. They're a good team. They're not good enough.
No.
That's the bottom line.
Nope.
They are a 90-win team, and that is good. That could be good enough to win other divisions in Major League Baseball.
And probably get them into the wild card.
It should.
Yep.
And I think it will.
Yep.
So I don't mean any disrespect. I'm just calling it like it is. They are a 90-win team just like they were last year.
90-win team with a payroll that is what? What is their payroll?
Very low. One of their highest paid players is Edwin Encarnacion.
Yeah.
Because they're paying him.
Never has.
No, they could have used him.
No, but is their payroll, is it like $60 million? Is it that high?
I'd have to check, but it's low, man. I'd say, if I had to guess, I'd say it's kind of in that range, maybe even a little bit lower.
There's another franchise that's very well run.
Very well run. And they should make the playoffs. But let's just face it. The New York Yankees, to me, are a more talented team than the Tampa Bay Rays. They're a better team.
Much better.
The exact payroll for the Tampa Bay Rays, you're right on, Joe. $62
million. Is that what it is?
According to SpotTrack.com, $62
million. $62 million.
That's what the Mets are paying Cano.
The scary part is, yeah, for the next 3 years,
and
you're
Bobby
right.
Bonilla is not too far behind. No,
you're right. to be the Tampa Bay Rays.
What a disgrace. I'm sorry. I'm so ticked at the Mets today. I just, it's above and beyond.
Will it hit rock bottom, or is this rock bottom?
No, they hit rock bottom, I told you.
Because rock bottom was Friday to me.
Yeah, that was it.
That was the killer.
That rock bottom was that game.
Yeah.
And what makes it even worse Friday was that they actually talked the umpires out of stopping the game that they would have won if they didn't play anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Think about that for a second.
Now, keep this in mind, though.
If
they had stopped the game, they're waiting more than an hour. They're not just going to can it after an hour.
I understand.
But, yeah, the Mets were in line to win that baseball game if they never restarted. And how about last night? So last night, they stopped the game.
For like 10 minutes.
They don't put the tarp on the field.
Right.
And all we see is some bozo on his phone looking at,
The weather
forecast. And so we're delayed for 10 minutes while everyone stands around with no tarp on the
field. Right.
That was a great rain delay.
Oh, my God.
That's an old school no
tarp
rain delay.
And it's funny, because you could actually hear the thunder and light, the thunder in the background on TV.
You could hear it. Oh, man. Well, if they stopped the game there and never restarted, the Mets would have lost then, too.
Well,
would have saved Drew Gagneau the embarrassment.
At least, I wouldn't have wasted as much time watching the game.
Well, you definitely didn't watch nine innings.
I did not. No, I was done.
I think you were done.
I was done. There was no way they were winning it after they were down 5-3. I knew that. And I knew once Wheeler went out of the game, it was just going to be attack on. So I think I got through the seventh.
Yeah.
And that was the end
of it. That was the end of the world.
I was done.
Bottom of the seventh.
I was done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.